Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Chris Bartlett, Director of Leadership Formation with the Blaze Ministries, shares what God has been doing in his life.
Peter shares, "There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are said to be saved." At first glance, this can seem like a very intimidating statement. It is definitely definitive. There is no salvation through anyone else. And then there's a fear that kind of comes over me when I hear that. What if I don't experience salvation? Am I close enough to the Lord? But the second reading in the gospel break it open in a beautiful way. The readings today are about intimacy, acceptance, and familiarity. God calls us his children. In calling us his children, he gives us inheritance. Jesus talks about being the good shepherd. A friend of mine was able to travel to the Holy Land, and during his time in the Holy Land, they stopped off at a cafe that overlooked a pasture. Two shepherds came with their each individual flocks following with them, and they had a conversation in that pasture. Now, the conversation, he said, lasted for about half of their meal, 10, 15 minutes, and then the shepherds went in different directions, singing their own tune as they went. During that departure, not one sheep was confused on which man they should follow, because they knew the voice. Jesus makes it clear. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Now, there's such a long journey from the head to the heart to know that I am a child of God. I know it as a vacation Bible school song. I know it as like a concept. But when it comes to me in my heart, knowing that I am a child of God, that he has given his life for me, that's a lot harder to do. I want to earn that worthiness of God's love, of being called God's child, of being having that title of being his. But it's given to me through baptism. It's a gift, and I need to learn to receive it, to accept it, to sit with it. The other piece that I struggle with is to know the voice of the shepherd, of the good shepherd. Right? So often during prayer, I'll do things in prayer. I'll do a reading. I'll pray a rosary. I'll do a chaplet. I'll give time in this way. But when it comes time for silent reflection, that's where I really struggle. And I don't think I'm alone in this. I want to challenge us to take 20 minutes of silence every day this week to really learn what it means to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, to sit and hear the depth, the richness of his voice, calling us, his children, his sheep, into intimacy, into deeper intimacy. The challenge is that that takes time. I have sat through many prayer sessions that I just showed up. I was consistent, and there wasn't fruit in regards to that that I immediately experienced. Now, the Father loving me, Jesus loving me, right? The Spirit being with me when I pray and proclaim that God is God, right? Those are all immediate fruits that oftentimes I take for granted, right? Much like the builders that rejected that stone that became the cornerstone, we sometimes neglect or reject the simple fruits of prayer. But that deeper intimacy that God calls us to, I think, is curated over time. And I've been on a journey this Advent and this Easter to where I've been sitting in prayer daily in silent prayer. And I just sat there almost like I was in an empty room for the first 10, 15 days, really not knowing what to do with that time. And then slowly but surely, the Lord's intimacy was made present to me. It was always there, but I was made more aware of his presence to me and that intimacy to me. And so I started to learn, like a sheep learns the shepherd's voice, a young sheep learns the shepherd's voice for the first time. I started to learn the shepherd's voice. I started to learn how he would call me specifically, because as a child of God, right, I have inheritance in God. I have the same mission as my Father to build the kingdom of heaven. And so I learn what that means for me specifically. What does it mean for you to hear the Father's voice calling you specific to your own situation, whether it's with your family, in the context of your job, in your role as volunteering at the parish, whatever it is, God calls you in a specific way because you are his sheep. It doesn't say, I will lay down my life for my flock. It says, I will lay down my life for the sheep, specific to you. Today, I want us to journey, knowing that he is with us always. Journey into the silence, journey into that challenge so that we can hear the Good Shepherd's voice, and then let gratitude jump from us as we do that, singing Alleluia, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his mercy endures forever.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.